The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is it, folks. This is it. Another hour, the final hour of the week. That's right. This is it. Almost out of June, too. What's on your mind? Friday edition. What's normal? What's nuts? You get to decide. Join us on the program. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A little carryover from yesterday. We had Senator Heidi Heitkamp on the program, discussed a number of issues. One question that came up, we actually didn't even get a chance to address it to Senator Heitkamp because we had just a very short time to chat with her. And that was a woman who called, I forget from where, saying that she was concerned about her child's student loan and wanted to know what Senator Heitkamp's position was on student loan forgiveness. And then we had some other calls call and say, you know, that's crazy. Bad idea. So we said, all right, well, you know, when we have a little more time to explore it, we will. And we have been today on that particular issue. And welcome your take on it as well. A number of folks think it's flat out nuts. And I guess only been close to normal on that issue is if it's tied to some sort of an incentive that first came from Mary and Betty in the Bach, and I thought that was not a bad idea, especially for teachers, for instance, or something like that, but different than forgiveness. Anyway, so that topic or any others on your mind. By the way, did you see that Congress is scheduled to work 28 days in session in votes for the rest of the year? We talked about that a little bit at the very end of the interview with Senator Heitkamp, saying, you know, get that Senate working. And, you know, she made reference to an article that was in Politico yesterday suggesting that she's been agitating the Senate Democratic leadership to take on some more votes as well. But, you know, when they say working, obviously they're going to be back in their district. And I don't know, there's a part of me that sometimes thinks they do less damage than when they're out of Washington and out in their districts. But you might think that's normal enough. It's one we haven't had a chance to chat about here so far yet today. But, hey, anything, it's a free-for-all. Got a half hour till the bottom of the hour. We have a guest at the bottom of the hour answering a question that came up yesterday on unemployment stats in North Dakota. What is the rate? Does it include Native American unemployment rates on the reservation? And just overall look at the job market in the state with the Labor Market Information Manager for Job Service North Dakota, Michael Zeech, will join us on the program. And we are live and on location at Shields All Sports today in Grand Forks, the unveiling of their new $120,000 square foot All Sports location. Joining the Shields All Sports families, and this one is it's incredible. It's something to see. They officially open tomorrow. We're giving you the sneak peek. So another sneak peek before the end of the hour coming up from Grand Forks today. Let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You ready to do this, Todd? We have a full bank of calls, so I guess
we better
get back to it. Let's find out what is on John's mind in Annetta. John in Annetta, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I mean, I think the debt forgiveness for student loans is nuts, but it shouldn't surprise anybody. We've had 50 or 60 or 70 years of liberalism promoting irresponsibility, and this is just the latest version of it. Go ahead and go to school and do whatever you want, and you know, if you can't pay your loan back, we'll forgive it. You know, I went to school, not 4 year, 2 year before I went into service. That was a long time ago, it was in the 60s. But I ended up with more money in the bank after I got done paying for those 2 years than I had when I started. But I did it because I had a job, $1.54 an hour. And that kept me busy after school, and it kept me busy on the weekends. So not only did I make money to pay for stuff, but I couldn't go partying. But we're not promoting that anymore. There's still people that do that. Don't get me wrong. And there's people that are very responsible that go out and get an education, and probably not in a fluff course either, but get an education. They work. They end up paying either their student loans, or they get out without any student loans.
John, do you think students take on that debt, thinking that because of what you're saying is a way of life and promoted by a particular ideology or a particular party, that they don't think they're going to have to pay it back anyway?
Absolutely. You know,
so they're taking on.
When I got out of the service, and I started farming, it was right in a time, it was after that, it was in the late 70s, so you'd had that real good, those real good years, and people were, I had neighbors that were trying to run all over the top of me, and they were bidding up land, and they were going nuts just as fast as they can. But you know what? The 80s came along, and they got in trouble. And you know what happened? They got bailed out by the government. A lot of them got bailed out by the government, and I ended up having to help pay their interest rate along with mine because the government did bail them out. And that's what we're going to end up doing with these kids, too. We're going to, the taxpayers are the ones that are responsible are going to end up paying for the ones that are irresponsible.
Appreciate the call, John. Others waiting to weigh in here. Todd, West Fargo, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Todd.
Say, I was wondering, what gives the president the authority to write that check with his executive order? That's an awful huge unfunded liability that he's dumping on a country that's about $17 trillion in the hole already.
Yeah, we're due to go back and take a look at that because that's the latest. There was an executive order on this ordering the Secretary of Education to put forward a proposal. Now, does the proposal have to be put forward before Congress?
I
hope so. Yeah, I would too.
He's on some sort of a living in your shoes kind of tour this week. The latest in trying to grab the low information voter. Rally the troops, I suppose, but this coming out over to rally and pander to the college age students, this seems like a standard method of operation there.
Yeah, good point. Maybe this is a political ploy to say, hey, if you're for us, you don't have to pay your student loans back. It's going to an earlier caller's point about how this is promoted. Interesting points, Todd. Appreciate the call. And you're right on the executive order. That's something to be concerned about.
What on God's green earth would prevent a student from not taking the trip to Cancun every spring break and racking up as much student loans as they can? And then if it is like you say, with just discretionary income, why wouldn't you rent a nice big apartment, have a big car payment, and have nothing left? So that after 20 years, you really paid nothing back.
If you think it's going to be a sweetheart deal, why wouldn't you? You're right. Thanks for the call, Todd. I appreciate all the calls today at 800-228-0550. Brian, Jamestown, you're next.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, the thing with student loan debt is I think a lot of these kids are biting off more than they can chew. They need to take a look at what the average income is for the fields that they're going to get degrees in, and find out if it's feasible to pay back that percentage of interest or just the loan in total with the income that they're going to generate with their degree. And I think a lot of these...
Why, though? Why, Brian? Why worry about that when the president, by executive order, says your monthly payments are going to be 10% of your annual discretionary income, and if you have any left after 20 years, you don't have to pay it?
Well, this is just kind of I'm sure there's not any kids going to college listening to this show. They're not very intelligent at that age. But what I would suggest is instead of going out and getting a degree in radio broadcasting or something that's not even, you're not going to make more than $35,000 a year in North Dakota, why not go get a tech degree in the energy industry, be an electrician, a boiler and refrigeration mechanic? I mean, there's a million other things these kids could do. But I think they're being blindsided by this whole notion that you're going to be able to work 40 hours a week, 2 weeks vacation, everything's just going to be peaches and cream, and it's not. You're going to have to put in some hard work, and these kids think they're going to work their whole life doing 40 hours a week and pay back $30,000 in tuition. Well, newsflash, you haven't purchased a vehicle by yourself, you haven't purchased a house by yourself, so what makes you think you can make a purchase of $33,000? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And where are the parents reining this in? I mean, how much of one person's student loan debt is paid back in full by that one person. I bet you it's very slim. My mom's going through it right now, or she's helping one of my siblings pay back the student loan debt. And I know several people that are just like that.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks a bunch. And I think your suggestion is a good one. And I think sometimes it's a wise investment. Somebody earlier made the point, the average student loan is $33,000. But, you know, some studies that suggest you have a degree, then you're going to make $1 million more over a lifetime than you would. Sounds like a pretty good investment. You know, others might see this program and say, well, I'm just going to take out a bunch of debt regardless of what job I'm going to take because it's going to be forgiven at some point anyway. That was the point I was trying to make. What's your take? 800-228-0550. Ron and Bismarck next on a different topic, and those are welcome, too, as we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's on Your Mind Radio.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex and Stanley on the truck bypass.
Generous, generous Jerry, he's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles.
Get your coupons at the door with locations in Williston, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Bemidji, and two Fargo locations.
Generous, generous Jerry, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The hour rolling on with a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. We're on the road again today, and thanks to everybody that we met along our way on a whirlwind, mostly Western North Dakota tour of What's on Your Mind this week. Stanley on Tuesday, and Tioga on Wednesday, and Watford City for the centennial yesterday. A lot of fun in each of those towns. A lot of things going on, a lot of energy, a lot of vibrancy, so it was fun to see. And really a lot of folks committed to building community, which I continue to believe is the most important game changer out there. So it's lots of fun. Really enjoyed it. Look forward to our next trip that way. We'll be there, you know, in July, and We're always on the road here. What's on your mind? Today we're in Grand Forks. We're here because the newest Shields All Sports location. Isn't Shields a great brand? I really appreciate everything Shields does. Started in Sabin, Minnesota, of course, grew into quite an iconic North Dakota brand, and now spreading to other states as well. And this location is right up there on par with some of their just signature locations. They have some great attractions and a lot of fun. They open at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Big pre-opening celebration at Columbia Mall in Grand Forks from 6 to 9 tomorrow. All right, let's get back to the phones on a Normal or Nuts Friday edition. Bottom of the hour, an expert on the unemployment rate and what is factored in to answer your questions from yesterday. In the meantime, you tell us what's on your mind. Ron in Bismarck has our conversation with Senator Heidi Heitkamp from yesterday on his mind. Right, Ron?
Yeah, I apologize. I had to get to tell the radio turned off yesterday and do something else. But what was Heidi's answer about her favoring homosexual marriage?
We had a caller, I forget from where, say I would like a yes or no answer. Does she approve of gay marriage? That was the exact question. And yeah. So we asked, and she said yes. And I was joking before to the caller that, you know, getting a politician, by the way, of any political stripe to answer yes or no to anything is no easy feat, but I would try. So when she said yes, I was kind of like stunned. So Todd and I kind of went, okay, you know, and then she did, and I said just that. I said something to the effect of, well, I guess I wasn't expecting such a black and white answer because it usually is tough to do. And then she just went on to say she just is for equality and, you know, expanded on her answer a little bit, but not much more other than saying that she's in favor of it.
Okay, because on April 14th of last year, that was her letter dated to me, is that she said checking her own heart, checking her family, checking the voters around North Dakota, she felt it was the right thing to do, called marriage equality. Well, I've emailed her 7 times since then asking her about had she checked her faith and her denomination she belongs to, and she's never emailed back to me at all. I then sent it to her bishop 4 different times, and he's never emailed back to me or contacted me at all. So my next step is going to her archbishop in Minneapolis to have them see what this is all about so that they can check her biblical basis for making that statement, according to her denomination.
Well, Ron, I might save you some time because I think, there are a lot of Catholics in this country, and many of them populate the Democratic Party in and out of North Dakota and around the country that are in support of gay marriage, which is obviously at odds with church teaching. Nancy Pelosi was my favorite when asked about, forget if it was this issue or the pro-life issue or something. She said something to the effect of, I do my church on Sunday. In other words, that they're separated. So I'm not sure. And plus, it's a dicey area for a bishop to weigh into to you as a constituent of hers about her. I mean, I think most of those conversations should be between the bishop and any individual that might be in that position. And when it becomes public, it's a little dicier situation, but I guess what I'm getting at is you sound shocked, but I'm not shocked. There's others that pick and choose what particular area of they're going, you know, especially political leaders that they're going to follow. But anyway, that was the answer. I don't know that I was surprised by it, I guess, because I think she, as you said in the letter, pretty much laid that out before. But anyway, appreciate the call. Corey Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, and you're next to go. Corey, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to have a follow-up comment concerning the student loan debate that we were talking about earlier. And,
yes, sir.
I am a graduate of a university system here in North Dakota, and I did it by grants, scholarships, and student loans. And it took me 10 years of teaching to pay back my student loans after I began employment, and I think that we're letting some of these kids off way too easy by relieving these student loans. Also, one of your previous callers, a few callers ago, blamed this issue or this problem on liberalism and specifically mentioned the Democratic Party as the problem here, and I really don't think that it's any one political party's problem, whether it be the Democrats or the Republicans that are creating this issue. And then later on, he mentioned that he also was a farmer and mentioned about farmers throughout the 70s and 80s. Well, I guess I have a little bit of a problem with that because, you know, the Farm Bill really could be considered one of our biggest government handout programs in our country at this time. And, you know, he's kind of speaking on both sides of his mouth.
Well, but the only difference there, again, is I think we're talking about something you contractually obligate for. I need the loan so I can go to school, and here's what I'll pay back. And then people advocating that, no, never mind the deal you signed, go something more different. That's very different than the farm program, and you can argue the merits of it and why it's there. I happen to believe that, much of what was wrong with the farm program has been fixed in recent years, and they've gotten, a better way to understand we are in a world market and the games that are played all across the country. But that's a separate debate because they aren't doing anything that isn't ultimately there. You follow me? I don't know that that's an apt thing.
Oh, yeah. I definitely follow you. But I think he was a little out of line to just blame any of the problems on one particular political party, because I think both political parties are a little bit at fault at this time. So that was just my opinion.
Sure. No, I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Mike emails, I have two daughters that are in college right now, and my frustration with our North Dakota colleges is that they're operating as a revenue generation, not a taxpayer-loyal institution like it used to be.
Five years is
the norm because they... Sorry?
Yeah, no, that is correct. And also, right now, in order to increase enrollments, the competing universities in our state have drastically lowered their standards for admitting students and for graduating students just to keep their numbers up so they can compete with each other for, funding.
Corey, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I'll just finish here on this email from Mike. Thanks, Corey. Nice chatting with you. He says, Ham Shavani was right that they were not pushing to get the kids through in 4 years. The interest rate on the student loan is excessive, which is really going to kill them. I plan to help, but not everyone has that option. I've been part of a group in our community who put together a student loan repayment match program with employers for critical jobs, such as mechanics, electricians, plumbers, teachers. For every dollar the employer contributes, we match up to $500 for the first year, $1,000 for the second, $1,500 for the third, paid directly to the student loan department. The longer the employee works, the larger the amount they get, thus creating a great working relationship. It's working very well and helps to retain employees and attract qualified homegrown talent, says Mike. Hey, what a fabulous idea. I don't know where that's at, but I'm going to reach out to Mike and find out more about that. That's the kind of, we understand tuition costs more. These kids are taking on more in debt. Let's find a way to help. That's a much better message than to say, just take 10% of your income, pay that back. Whatever's left over, we'll just forgive it anyway. Love the idea, Mike. Thanks for the call. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's up.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Shields All Sports. The newest of Shields All Sports opens tomorrow morning in Grand Forks at Columbia Mall. And so we're here to celebrate the 120,000 square feet of fun. There's a lot to love here at the new Shields All Sports. I've had the great honor of getting a little VIP sneak peek tour tomorrow between 6 and 9 a.m. The pre-grand opening celebration will meet some of the folks from Shields to take you through a little virtual on-air radio tour here before the end of the hour, coming up on What's on Your Mind. We really pride ourselves here in getting you answers to questions that you have. And yesterday we had a listener call and say, hey, you know, you're talking about that unemployment rate being the best in the nation. I've seen a lot of stories about unemployment being really high on a number of the Native American reservations in the state. Is that included? And Todd and I said, we don't know. So let's find out. Let's ask an expert. And so we are pleased to be joined today by an expert who's going to help us answer that question. Also, just talk a little bit about the unemployment situation in North Dakota, the robust job market. Michael Zisch is here, who's the Labor Market Information Manager for Job Service ND. Michael, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on the program. So let's start with the question from the caller first, and then we'll just broaden this out a little bit. Are the reservations included in the stats?
The reservations are indeed included in the statistics at the statewide level for sure. What is a little bit odd with unemployment rates in Native American areas is the official series that produces the Bureau of Labor Statistics series. The geographies that they follow are county-based, and we all know that the geographies of a reservation area are not. They're a little more freeform. And another item that occurs when you're looking at unemployment rates in terms of Native American areas, the definition that the Bureau uses for computing or what's within scope of unemployed would mean that you'd have to be out of work but actively seeking work. And that tends to underestimate the true strictest version of unemployment, the purest version of unemployment in an area. So what occurs in Native American areas are you have larger pockets of discouraged workers. There's likely a certain pool of workers or interested parties that would take a position, but they know whether or not it's available. So it's kind of a opt-out item at those times.
So what is the, it isn't necessarily apples to apples in how you quantify it everywhere else, but in general, that's making its way into the number that we hear about.
Oh, it is indeed, yes. We certainly would include them. They're within, the geographies are within scope, and the population is within scope of the state. And we certainly have some counties that we would consider to be more reservation-based counties, and they also tend to have somewhat higher unemployment rates. an area that tends to have one of the higher unemployment rates under the Bureau of Labor Statistics series would be a Rolette area. Oftentimes, Sioux County also has a relatively high rate. Benson County also has a relatively high reservation area rate. But then at the other end of the spectrum, you would also have your McKenzie and your Montreal counties that are represented by a reservation, and those are really very low unemployment rate counties, but they tend to benefit from the proximity to the Bakken.
Sure. By the way, questions or comments, welcome for our guest Michael Zisch, who's with Labor Market Information Manager for Job Service ND, if you have any questions on the unemployment rate today. But the news you've shared with us in answer to the question from yesterday, to me, is just yet another example of even though you have a few of those spotty areas on the reservation with the considerably high double-digit unemployment, to have the overall rate we have in North Dakota is yet just another example of how the rest of the areas are really just, outpacing the rest of the country in a big, big way, right?
That's exactly right. And then you have, again, these pockets of relatively high unemployment. For instance, maybe in the most recent data month, Rolette County would be at about 10.3% unemployment. But then it's a function of size. The population, the labor force in that area gets dwarfed by the balance of the state. So that's how you can still end up with a mean not seasonally adjusted rate in North Dakota of 2.4%.
Yeah, so the latest we have available for North Dakota is 2.4%.
It is. In fact, that's only about a tenth of a percentage point off of the state's lowest mean unemployment rate, which would have been, I believe it was in 2001, May of 2001, at 2.3%. So, and even at that time, you have to consider that the labor force in the state was about 347,500 individuals. And in current month, we're looking at a labor force of approximately 412,000.
And I've heard statistics also that there are more job opportunities than there are unemployed people. So there's more openings than there are individuals. I mean, I've also heard people say, really effectively you have a minus unemployment rate in North Dakota because there's such a thirst for employees and job openings. And what would you say to those two things? That one, number one, is it accurate that there are more job openings than there are unemployed people? And also the question on folks who say it's really not even two isn't accurate to given the amount of openings.
You ask an excellent question. We do indeed track the number of online job openings in the state for open and available positions, and that's also a May data month. For May, with our agency, we had 27,128 open and available positions in the state. And you can contrast that a couple of ways. One of them is you can indeed contrast that with the unemployed estimate we have for the month. The unemployed in North Dakota, the estimate for May would have been 10,059. So, that's approximately one in three, one unemployed person per job opening. But at any time in an economy, especially one the size of North Dakota, there is going to be unemployment. There's three general types of unemployment. There's seasonal, frictional, and structural. And there's always seasonal unemployment. We tend to see our largest seasonal uptick in unemployment at the end of the year, like from November into, say, March, with construction and certain aspects of manufacturing, like ready-mix plants, with seasonal unemployment. But then you also get into the frictional unemployment, where you might have a worker that is voluntarily seeking employment, trying to improve their lot in life, versus structural unemployment, where the industry mix of the economy and the worker skills don't match up. But that generally isn't the case here. And another way we can look at the number of online job openings is contrasting it with the number of resumes we have in our system from job seekers looking for employment. And in the current month, again, May, we would have had 11,234 resumes in our system from job seekers, and that's broke out between job seekers who post the North Dakota address versus out-of-state job seekers as well. So we do have interest, obviously, from out-of-state job seekers.
So is that where you get to when you break out those three, if you looked at structural unemployment, which I guess is what we would traditionally think of, people who want to work but can't find work, is that where we talk about it being zero or minus unemployment if we had an actual number there?
It still would exist somewhere in the economy, but that certainly isn't a huge problem in North Dakota. And I think the rule of thumb in college was, 4.5%, 5% unemployment was natural unemployment. So in North Dakota, at 2.4%, that would probably have to be considered a full employment situation for the state.
You know, you hear people talk about the national unemployment statistics and that number, and how what our listeners would probably characterize as cooking the books, playing with the numbers. And one of the stats that's often cited is the folks that have left the workforce. First of all, do you agree that that sort of shades the true unemployment number when you have people that have left the workforce, not looking, basically they've given up? And second of all, do we have a read on that number in North Dakota?
Again, you ask an excellent question. From my perspective, we produce the unemployment rate for the state, and we do it in cooperative agreement with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, who are still the same ones that produce the national unemployment rate. And for production of the state rate, there isn't any opportunity for intervention or cooking the books. We're provided a model, a set of inputs. But looking at the influence of what you kind of described as the discouraged worker, we can gauge that by looking at the labor force participation rate. And that's kind of where you get into people that, again, get discouraged and aren't actively seeking work or aren't actively engaged in the labor force. Either they're going to opt out for maybe early retirement, maybe stay at home, maybe a caregiver, maybe even back, stay in school and extend their college or whatever a little bit rather than enter a labor market they think it isn't favorable. But if you want to contrast North Dakota's labor force participation rate versus the nation, we're in the low 70s, call it 72%, and you can contrast that with the nation as a whole, which should have been in the low 60s, likely around the 63%. So even our North Dakota labor force is fully engaged in the economy.
All right, so would that mean then that 72% of the people that actually are in North Dakota are engaged in the labor force versus 60% nationally?
That would be a relatively accurate analogy, because to be in an area's labor force, you have to be a resident. A labor force concept is singular count by place of residence, and labor force is also age 16 and above, non-institutionalized civilian. So that means if there's 550,000 North Dakotans above the age of 16, non-institutionalized civilian, approximately 72% of them are engaged in the state's labor market, either employed or unemployed.
Fascinating. I know we got a call coming in here, and we just have a short time to chat with them, so let me quickly get the caller in, and if you could just ask your question real quick, that would be great. Shane, what's the name? Okay, Jeff, quick question. Go ahead, if you would. You're up on what's on your mind.
Yeah, I'm from the reservation. We know that those stats don't match up. You cannot sit here and tell us that we as tribal people enjoy a 4% unemployment rate. Like you said previously, cooking the books on this data, you can make it sound like anything. But we know that it's astronomically worse than anything that everybody puts out there. The problem being, we would love a 10% unemployment rate like the national went nuts for, and the world was ending because they only had 10% unemployment rate. We have 90% and 95%. If you don't work for the BIA, the IHS, or tribal government, you're out. There is no manufacturing. There is no infrastructure to support us. So we're up. You know, we know that data is 100% incorrect. And you can't tell me that there's zero, a negative unemployment rate in North Dakota. If there's one unemployed person, then you cannot have a negative unemployment rate.
Jeff, hang on if you would, and we'll give our guest a chance to answer that on the other side of the break so you get your answer there. Michael Zisch with us from the Job Service of North Dakota. More coming up.
It's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0-
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Edition of What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Michael Zisch is here, Labor Market Information Manager for Job Service North Dakota, talking about the unemployment rate, how those numbers are generated in North Dakota. The caller, he's gone now, so I can't ask which reservation he's talking from, but he's, and I don't remember the 4% number where he's counting that, if that was at Fort Berthold or what, but basically he was saying there's just no way, and I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that, Michael.
Yes, the gentleman, he would be exactly correct in that the official rates we put out, again, by county geography, don't match what the truest, purest definition of unemployment in those areas would be. We could back into the data somewhat using Census Bureau data, because the Census Bureau does match reservation geographies, and a not employed rate could be computed using Census Bureau data, looking at the population, again, age 16 and above, and then looking at the employed component of that, and then just simply dividing the unemployed by the total population would give, subtracting from one, would give, again, a not employed rate. And looking at data for reservation geographies using that type of a method, you would get unemployment rates certainly north of 50%. Whether or not you'd get into that 90% range, I certainly doubt that, but it would probably be a lot closer to what the purest method would be.
Got it. All right. Well, Michael, thanks. Good information. Learned a bit today and answered the questions from the listeners yesterday as well. So appreciate you joining us and letting us in on how you crunch those numbers for North Dakota on unemployment.
Yep. Thank you. My pleasure.
Michael Zisch, Labor Market Information Manager, Job Service North Dakota. Never be afraid to challenge us to get an answer to a question, because we love asking the experts for sure. And I want to thank the folks from Shields All Sports for hosting us today on the program. Stacy Dimler, who's the events coordinator, is here, and the clock is ticking.
It is.
6 a.m. tomorrow morning until 9 a.m., a pre-opening celebration, and at 9, raise the flag and open the doors, right?
Here we go.
Yeah.
6 a.m. to 9 a.m., we'll be having a big pre-celebration party. We'll be giving over $6,000 in Shields gift cards away to lucky people in the line. We encourage people to line up. The earlier, the better. You have a better chance of winning more money if you do that. We'll also be giving away cupcakes from Oh for Heaven's Cakes. We'll be giving away coffee samples, fudge samples, nut samples. And then we'll be doing some fun stuff like a Zumba competition, a food drive, and a team spirit competition. So along with a couple of performances by the University Gentlemen and the UND cheer team, it's going to be a quick 6 to 9 a.m. worth your time to get out of bed on a Saturday morning. Come down and join us for fun. Rain or shine, we'll be partying away, getting ready to open up the doors and swing open the gates. So I encourage you all to come down and join us.
Sneak peek is what we're getting right now on the radio. Give folks a little run through the store and the attractions. A fun place.
Oh, where to start? We'll go through the front doors. We have Grandma Jenna's, which is a deli, in-house deli. They have homemade fudge and Bavarian nuts, gelato, ice cream, the most delicious homemade sandwiches and soups, wraps, salads, great food. You make your way through the store, and we have a couple different photo opportunities. There's one where you can either be pretend to be catching or maybe being attacked by a fish.
There's a shark.
Shark, yep. There's another one where you can be in the hockey goalie net for UND, and both of these have great apps on them, so it looks very real, and they'll email the picture to you. We also have some simulators. We have a 5-sport simulator that has well over 5 sports, but that's what we call it. Basketball, soccer, hockey, football, zombie dodgeball, all those fun things. We also have a laser shooting gallery, and that has over 23 targets on it, and it's also motion activated. We have an archery shooting range, so you can be testing out the products before you buy them. We also have rollerball, which is kind of a mini bowling alley, and we have a play area for the kids. And one thing I did also forget to mention for the adults, we have a golf simulator, and it also analyzes your swing. So you come in to get a club, and we are going to set you up with the right club. Between the knowledge that our Shields experts have and the simulators and the food, this is your one-stop shop for everything you need.
And for folks in Northeast North Dakota, they benefit from now an expanded selection of Shields All Sports, to the tune of your I forget how much bigger the store is, but
3 times the size of our previous location. So definitely a lot more product and a lot more space. So women, especially women and men, get in here and check out our new fashion sections. We carry a line of high heels now that you wouldn't believe, and even men's dress shoes. One gentleman was coming through here, and he said, "I didn't know you guys had dress shoes. I know where I'm going to do my shopping from now on." We love to hear that. So
It's in the Columbia Mall, adjacent to the Columbia Mall, the former Target location for folks that are looking for the new Shields All Sports location. All starts 9 a.m. tomorrow, pre-opening celebration 6 to 9 at the newest Shields All Sports location, and it's in Grand Forks at Columbia Mall. Well, Stacy, thanks for having us today.
Thank you. It's been a blast.
I promised Todd I'd take a picture with the hockey gear. So can we do a little sneak peek over there?
We sure can.
Yeah, we'll put that right on Facebook so you can get an idea.
Perfect.
Yeah.
He's going to be jealous.
Just another way to make him jealous.
Yep.
Yeah. It was chocolate oil barrels with caramel in them, Centennial food yesterday, and I guess a photo op today that make you jealous.
Unlucky guy.
Yeah, there we go. All right, folks, have a great weekend. Pat Pickett in for me on Monday, back Tuesday on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, and thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.